Chapter 1. The Suburban Facade. The morning of May 21, 1960, dawned bright and clear over Bath Township, Ohio, a growing suburban community nestled 20 miles south of Cleveland, where young families flocked to pursue their version of the American dream. Tree-lined streets stretched between modest ranch homes and split-level houses, their manicured lawns testament to the post-war prosperity that had transformed this once rural farming community into a bedroom enclave for Cleveland's expanding professional class. Children's bicycles lay scattered across driveways, and the sound of lawnmowers hummed through neighborhoods where fathers returned each evening, from downtown offices to suburban sanctuaries they'd worked hard to afford. Into this picture of middle-class stability, Jeffrey Lionel Dahmer entered the world at Evangelical Deaconess Hospital in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where his parents had temporarily relocated for his father's graduate studies. But Bath Township would become his true childhood home when the family returned several months later, settling into a modest house on West Bath Road, where they would attempt to build the life that seemed so attainable in those optimistic early years of the 1960s. Lionel Herbert Dahmer, 24 years old, and newly graduated from Marquette University with a degree in chemistry, represented the archetypal American success story of his generation. Raised in rural Wisconsin during the Depression, he had pulled himself up through education and hard work, earning his way through college and graduate school with an unwavering determination that impressed professors and peers alike. His analytical mind and methodical approach to problem-solving had served him well in his chosen field, and by 1960, he had secured a promising position as a research chemist that would provide the financial foundation for the family he and his young wife Joyce were eager to start. Joyce Annette Flint Dahmer, 22 and radiantly optimistic about their future together, brought her own dreams to their Bath Township home. Intelligent and creative, she had met Lionel during their college years and shared his vision of suburban family life. Yet beneath her cheerful exterior lay complexities that would not fully manifest until years later. A nervous energy and perfectionist streak that would prove both blessing and burden as she navigated the demands of motherhood and marriage in an era that offered women limited outlets for their ambitions beyond the domestic sphere. The Bath Township of 1960 embodied everything young couples like the Dahmers sought in post-war America. Located in Summit County, the community had transformed dramatically during the previous decade as Cleveland's economic boom drew professionals seeking affordable housing beyond the city's increasingly congested boundaries. What had once been farmland and scattered rural homes now featured neat subdivisions with names like Meadowbrook and Oakwood Estates, where children could play safely while their fathers commuted to jobs that promised steady advancement and ever-improving living standards. This was the environment where Jeffrey Dahmer would spend his formative years, a place where problems were supposed to be solvable through hard work and good intentions, where the nuclear family represented society's fundamental building block, and where the darkness that would eventually consume one of its sons remained unimaginable to neighbors who knew only tree-lined streets, backyard barbecues, and the reassuring rhythms of suburban life. Lionel Dahmer approached fatherhood with the same methodical precision he brought to his laboratory work at PPG Industries, where he had secured a position as an analytical chemist shortly after Jeffrey's birth. His daily routine reflected the discipline that had carried him from his modest rural Wisconsin upbringing through graduate school and into professional